Holy shit. Episode 100. You didn't think I could do it, did you, listeners? I'm looking at you, all those people in Germany that listen to the show. I don't think you thought I could do it. I could see you tapping your foot waiting for that episode 100. Was I going to miss a month? No. I said I was going to get a guest. I got a guest. He's here in the wings. He's waiting. Welcome to Come Lose It with Matt Duncan. I'm your host, Matt Duncan. You might know me as Seafood Guy, Crematory Employee. If you have a deleted scene from What We Do in the Shadows, I was a stevedore. And, you know, I played Ben on Man Seeking Woman, okay? And we're going to talk about that a little bit because I've got another TV star here, someone that graced the screens of the WB, the CW back in, I think, 2009 or something like that. It was season 4 of Supernatural, and my good friend from Winnipeg correspondent, the first person to really ever record an episode of Podcast Fatboy, the old version of the show, which I released as episode number 2, if you want to go back in here, Adam, was back in 2013. That is when we recorded that episode. And he is here to give that decade recap. We're going to see what's been going on. We're going to talk what's going on with his fitness. He's going for a bike ride later. He's real excited about that. He's going to get that bike all lit up, I hope. I hope he's got the safety things. We're going to talk about all that. So, you know, with further ado, as I've said before in the past, we'll talk about that. Please welcome my very good friend, Adam Kennedy.
That was really fun to listen to. I didn't know if my audio was still on when you were doing that, so I was trying to like drink real quiet. I actually have a question about that. If I do want to take a glug, how do I do it so it doesn't disgust everyone?
Okay, well, there is a way that you can mute yourself on the StreamYard. I think there's a little like mic picture.
Oh yeah.
Window. If you click that once, it'll mute.
Beauty.
But you know, the anything goes here, because you know, this is a health podcast overall. This is one of the only pro fast food fitness podcasts in the biz. We talk about that a lot, right? So, you know, there's going to be sounds coming out of you, all kinds of different sounds. It's not the healthiest of fitness podcasts. So don't be ashamed if you're gurgling and gargling a little bit due to your water intake.
Okay. It would really bother me, in fact, because I've got these headphones and I know it'll bother me too. And anyone else who's like me.
You can always send me a message after and be like, please scrub the glugs.
Get rid of every time I drink water. Okay.
Yeah. So Adam, it's been over almost 10 years. It'd be 10 years this October since we first sat down and tried to figure out what this whole podcast was going to be for me. And at that time, you were taking me out into the woods with your friends in trailers in freezing temperatures playing soccer. I just remember being cold a lot.
When you were here in Winnipeg,
old house.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember when that guy elbowed me by accident in the face playing soccer, and I'm still amazed it didn't bleed. It hurt so bad. And I was like, this is going to be something. Like, everyone's going to be freaking out because of the blood. And sure enough, nothing happened. So I was like, oh, it's obviously overreacting.
I think we did stop, though, to make
sure. We had to stop for a minute.
Yeah.
I think everybody was kind of like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
You know, as a child, I used to get a lot of nosebleeds. So kind of brought back that worry of like, oh, no, have I started again?
Yeah.
No, that's... I don't like having nosebleeds. I don't like, you know, as a kid, I never worried about tilting my head back when I had a nosebleed. But now, after going through years of anxiety, I'd be freaking out. I'd be freaking out that it's like blood's going into my lungs and I'm going to be coughing up blood. I honestly can't remember the last time I've had a solid nosebleed.
But you used to get them when you were a kid?
I was a kid, I used to get them, and my parents took me to get an x-ray. I remember that, and it seemed fine. I've talked to other people that have been like, yeah, I used to get like nosebleeds when I was a kid for no reason. I think it was just because like our houses were so dry. Mm-hmm. So I always had to have like these intense humidifiers. I had this like big thing in my room, and I always remember my dad pouring water into it at night. But, you know, it's like, that's not distilled water, is it? Like, today they'd be using distilled water. They wouldn't be screwing around with that. Probably be filtered or something, you know?
Yeah.
And
yours might have been well water. Or because you were in the country, right?
Well, no, at that time I was in Aurora, so we were on city water. We were definitely on city water in a well. I definitely would not want to put well water into it. Like the water at my cottage, it just smells like the bog of eternal stench. It's just quite wretched.
Whenever I think about the water at your cottage, I just think about the bucket. Is that
that's you, right? Kennedy's bucket.
Kennedy's bucket.
Yeah,
and I think it was because I overflowed the bucket of water that would catch the water from your sink, because there was no piping, right? It just went
piping.
And I didn't know that, so I just let her have it.
Yeah, you really appreciate the fact that when you run a tap, it just goes out a pipe. And there, you learned you have maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes running that tap, and that thing is filled.
You got a full
can. You got to go to the bush, and you got to dump it by the neighbors. And that was our life up there for a good 20 years.
Yeah.
It was brutal. But you've seen it now. Like, we have.
It's all fixed up. Yeah.
And there's the outdoor toilet. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Everything's good there. Now, Ken, I haven't seen you very active on the social media. This is the opening turd part of the segment. This is that first dump of different topics. I like to say there's a lot. I just noticed that a couple of my segments are definitely related to shit for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Turd, all that other shit. Kids, you've been listening to it for a long time. I'm looking at my fans in Turkey. You know that you shouldn't be listening to that. You better be making sure, if you're listening to this podcast in Turkey, you're in a closet or something and you're hiding. Better have those goddamn headphones on. I don't want you putting this over a Bose or something and they're gonna take you out in the street and smack you with a big paddle.
All your Turkish listeners are kids.
Well, I think adults too. I think it is a dictatorship there, so
right,
pretty tough. But, I think maybe I was with you when I started my first Twitter account, because I think we went to a sushi restaurant back in 2008, up around Yonge and Eglinton, which was, weird, not an area that we used to peruse too much. At this restaurant, a cockroach ran over my foot. Do you remember any of that?
No.
And so there's one of the first apps that we had on our iPhones was called Urban Spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And for you to post a review on some of these restaurants, you had to start a Twitter app. So that, or Twitter account. So I started a Twitter account. It was called Crunks. Still have the tag on some other account. I have a Twitter, but that original account, I just shut down all the malarkey. Have you been paying attention to it? It's just going crazy with the Elon Musk stuff. And now there's Threads. On it's an Instagram kind of Twitter thing, which I tried, and then I deleted the app because apparently they're listening so intently. If you have that app on your phone, it's like someone sitting down and eating dinner with you.
Urban Spoon?
No, Urban Spoon is just a dumb restaurant app. We're talking about Threads.
Oh, okay.
Threads, the Mark Zuckerberg Facebook Twitter app. Called Threads. Have you heard nothing of it?
No.
Maybe it hasn't come to Winnipeg yet.
I have Facebook, but you remember how long it took me to get Facebook?
That's true. Do you still scroll on Facebook? And
I've never scrolled on Facebook.
You've never seen people's stories or something on there?
I've seen it occasionally, because the first thing, if I open it to check the little red messages, there will be some little bit of clickbait that catches my attention. And then sometimes I'll click on that and watch a story, but then halfway through the story, I get out of there because I don't know why I'm doing it.
Yeah, I deactivated my Facebook, and now I just have Messenger. There's a way that you can deactivate it, keep the Messenger, because I'm so tired of the mindless scrolling type stuff. I'm really trying to limit it as much as I can, but now there's this new Threads. Everyone thinks this is going to be the new and improved Twitter. But it's like the people you're following, you see everybody. You're seeing the whole world. And I don't want to see Jordan Peterson friggin' tweets. I don't want to see, all this other shit. What's going on here, folks? So I'm just saying, everybody needs to get off social media. I've hated it since the beginning. And I know that as an actor, that is not good, because there's so much pressure for you to have some kind of online personality,
right?
And I've even been told by people in casting that they sometimes look at your Instagram to see how many followers you have.
Oh gosh.
Like that, how much you post. And you know, they're just trying to look like, oh yeah, if you have a lot, then you're gonna be doing a lot of free promotion for us when your episode comes up or whatever.
Like, screw who are you bringing to them or whatever.
Adam, we completely jumped over the fact that you were on Supernatural. You're still getting those residual checks. Okay.
I'm still getting residual checks for Degrassi, and they're like 2 cents that I'll get once a year. It's like some cents. I don't know why I get them.
Wow.
You know what?
I've never gotten residuals for a TV show, and I just got an invoice from the union being like, just to let you know, you got $190 for Man Seeking Woman.
That you owe them?
No, they. It's a check coming to me. But
oh, I thought you said they sent you an invoice.
Oh, no, they sent me the invoice of the check.
Oh,
statement.
Right.
And it's like a thing so that you can keep tabs on your agent or something. I don't know what it is, but I was like, it shows on the invoice that my agent got it. So I like contacted my agent. I'm like, feels dumb. It's like, I don't want to be fighting for $190, but I think I have to fight for this $190. Like, I feel like it's like, I'll send it to the accountant, see what he knows. And still haven't heard anything back. You know, like the first time that I get freaking residuals for a TV show and I have to grip it out of my agent's hands. Yeah. Like, God damn. But that's interesting that Supernatural, you still get paid. It's such a popular show, but I will say that the spinoffs that they've had from that show are failures. They've been terrible. And they've
what are the spinoffs?
One of them was involving, it was like a female cast. Same vibe, but like a female cast that got canceled. I don't even know if it like made it past a few episodes. I can't remember. But then they just did a prequel, which was like, you know, the two main actors, Jared and Jensen, they're whoever played their dad. It was like him when he was a kid and his mom when they met and started chasing monsters or whatever.
Yeah.
I've had to watch some of it, and our friend Dan has had to watch all of it. And
WB.
Yeah.
WB.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's still like CW or WB.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And it was horrid. It was really bad. Really bad. We both were like, this isn't going to get a second season. There's no way.
Is Eric Kripke still involved with it?
I don't know if Kripke is involved with that one because he might have like some kind of producer credit, but I don't think it's his like showrunner baby.
Oh, okay. Because he went from that to...
I think it's Jensen Ackles who has more control.
Oh.
And Jared Padalecki was like pissed because he's not involved with it. He was like mad that he didn't get asked.
Oh.
And like Dean's, he's even in it. Like he narrates the show as Dean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they did that. I guess I haven't really...
They don't call you and give you a heads up. Like you're still getting on the fucking payroll.
Like Gawk and Dawkins. He's gonna want to know. Yes. That's what Matt
his called my like, character. Like Aaron Dawkins, and then they change it to Aaron Branson. If you're a Supernatural fan, please get to the bottom of this because he's getting headshots made for people to sign. He's coming to the Keswick Comic Con. I'm gonna be there as seafood guy. He's gonna be Aaron Branson, but you know, headshots aren't cheap. You know, you can't have his headshot Adam Kennedy as Aaron Dawkins, Gawk and Dawkins. There's people that love you as Gawk and Dawkins, so it's kind of what's led to all their future failures, I think.
Right, it's definitely the reason.
It's this mess of a thing. Okay, so this is kind of this is like a little fun part. And, you know, I'd like to wish a few happy birthdays out there. There's a lot of celebrity listeners of the show, and we got to get to them. You got to help me with this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you probably need to see this, eh?
I can't see anything. I just hear like the sultry happy birthday version.
Don't worry. This is a very... hold on a sec. I'm going to share the screen. Select a window. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. No. No. Allow.
Here we go.
Here we go. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Adam, vitamin C is 51 today.
Oh my gosh. Vitamin C? Is that an artist or the whole band?
I think that's just the artist. Have okay. you Were you familiar with her at all? Did you play? Was your grad song
the graduation song? I remember.
Yeah. We all get that at our grad in the early 2000s.
It was so sad.
There was a lot of sadness to it. Mm-hmm. Also, John Francis Daly from Freaks and Geeks is 38.
38.
He's your age.
Wait, aren't you?
I'm 38, but yeah, I'm turning 39.
Right.
I've completed 38. I've moved on. I'm in my 39th year. Okay, there's a difference. We don't need to go over this. Dean, you know who Dean Winters is? Mm-mm. He's 59. He had some major health complications. You'd see it. He's on like Oz. He did some other like cop TV shows, stuff like that. He almost died in the back of an ambulance, for God's sake. His heart went out. He had some kind of blood disease or something, but he's fine now. He's got less toes. Julian Ryan Tutt is 55.
Who's that?
I don't know, but he's got a wild look. Can't say that is not a wig. That is just some wild shitty.
Are you seeing pictures that I'm not seeing?
Yeah. Are you...
I just see your pop-up that says allow Adam Kennedy to see your screen.
Oh, I see. You can't see.
No.
You can't see what's happening.
Okay,
I got you. That's because I thought that it would show this, damn it. Okay, you're just going to have to listen to me.
I'll just trust you that it's their birthdays.
You're going to have to trust me. We're almost there. Charlie Korsmos, 45. Happy birthday to Charlie.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
You remember him? You can't see him. You won't recognize his name, Adam. But he was the little kid in Hook. Little kid in Hook. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Run Home Jack.
Yeah.
Funny story. Our friend Nick Rose had dinner with him some years ago. He's a lawyer now. They didn't talk a single bit about his acting career. He just sat there with this kid from Hook and didn't get to. Holy shit! Did you hear that storm on your end?
There was nothing on my.
Did you hear that? Guys. Did you hear that fucking clitter clacker over there? Holy cow! There might be a fucking. It's looking green out there. There might be a bit of a tornado right in the middle of the birthday special. I finally get a goddamn guest on, and now I gotta like stitch shit together like a fucking Frankenstein. Oh fuck! It's all right. Everything's good. Now, as I was saying about Charlie Korsmo, now Adam can see him, okay? He was, he got a little strange looking as he got older. He lost a bit of that, that Macaulay Culkin charm as a child. And he's a lawyer now, though, if you need a lawyer in the States. And I think he's a professor maybe, too. I don't know. But our good friend Nick had dinner with him and another gal, and they just, talked about the law and stuff.
But why were they having dinner?
I guess his girlfriend knew him or something like that.
Oh.
Girlfriend at the time. This is a while ago. But yeah, he just mentioned how didn't get one question. What's Dustin Hoffman like? Or nothing like that. Giselle's 43. You know her. I can see your John Giselle floor here. I can see your Giselle Bundchen. Yeah, she was married to Tom Brady. She's a supermodel. She's the day Leonardo DiCaprio. She's 43 years old. You wouldn't know it, though. She was dancing her ass off at the World Cup. She's having a good time.
I don't know all this.
I am a great observer of life, Adam. And my favorite last one I'll say is Osric Chow. Now, I don't know if you remember Osric. He was in 2012, the great movie 2012. Dirk Gently's Holistic.
IMDb.
Yeah, I have to look him up. He's a working actor. He's working his butt off. He's got 68 credits. He's looking for that 69, folks. And I think he's a pervert. I think he's going to enjoy that 69. So that's pretty much how the old storm birthday, the craziest and I would say most out of control birthday segment I've done yet, but let's get to the goddamn fitness update.
Music is really good.
Fitness update.
Holy cow. Oh, that was stressful. That was stressful, I've got to say. But I'm back. I'm ready to go. I'm going to probably have an edible later. I need to calm down. But first, I'm going to talk about my fitness update that has been going on now for the last month. Since the end of June, I've been working out like crazy, Adam. I've been hitting the bike. I've been doing weights. I've been stand-up paddleboarding. I've just been like every day trying to close those rings, trying to get it done. And now, Adam, I don't know if you can see behind me, behind that TV, behind my head. Mm-hmm. See that TV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, behind that is a shelf. And on that shelf, there's all these labels going across the shelf. Now, you can't see that. Okay. You're just going to have to, you have to imagine it just like the birthday thing for a while until the big storm hit. Okay. And so what I've been doing, this has been a pandemic thing, but I have measured the kilometer distance between me and different destinations. And with my bike, because it has an odometer, I'm keeping track to see how far I can get on the exercise bike if I could magically, like, Mario Kart it across the world.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But so, like, no, there'd be no...
No, it's not like streets and... Not, it's right. Just a direct
you
line.
You can't account for all the...
Yeah. You know, you can't, weather. Like, the ferry that I would have to take to get to this place. Because this place, I just hit a place, you know, like every 400 or 500 kilometers, I hit a new destination. And this one, we're at 2,900 kilometers right now. That's how many I've put into the bike in about 2 years-ish, just over 2.5 years, 2,900 kilometers. And every time that I get to one of these destinations, I like to play a little of the music, the culture of the music.
Get a drummer as a toy for Christmas.
Jamaica.
Oh, you got it right away.
He scooted right over the ocean.
That's right, folks. 2,900 kilometers from Newmarket, Ontario to Jamaica in a straight line. Look around, Adam. It's beautiful here. I can smell the ganja in the air. This was the original place you would go for ganja. Excuse me, sir, are you selling sugar cane? I'd like 2 sugar cane for me and 2 sugar cane for my friend.
When did you make it to Jamaica? Was this like a recent milestone?
Yeah, I did it. I think I did it a couple days ago. A couple days ago, nice. I hit 2,900. Yeah. Some other, you know, sometimes you got some tough news coming out of Jamaica. And I actually, this is not funny at all. This is not funny. This is horrible. A girl I went to school with as a child, I grew up with through the school system. Her mom used to live there. And this is not funny. I'm not trying to make this funny. She was murdered in Jamaica.
Your friend?
Her mother was murdered in Jamaica. It's a horrible thing that happened years ago. I don't know what went down. I knew that Sorry, it's not funny. It's just like the music when I'm telling this story probably isn't proper. But something happened. She was killed by somebody, and I don't know if they found the guy yet. I don't know. Huh. But there's this other there's other great things. You know, we weren't close, so it's okay. It's okay to have the music going because we weren't that close. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the music. It's a tense situation. There's a tornado outside my house. Okay. That's enough. Okay, Adam. Okay, listen. Adam, now I've told you about my fitness update. What's yours? Now, you're a big skateboarder. You know, you were an Avril Lavigne fan when you were a kid.
I've never heard you call me Adam this many times in my life. It's so weird.
See, this is the professional part of the podcast. The
professional side of it. I keep trying to not call you Chuck. No one would understand.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. There's always got to be little hidden Easter eggs in these things. That's totally fine. But you have every once in a while, you keep sending me videos of you skateboarding.
Yeah.
And, you know, our good friend Steve-O, I saw him talk about skateboarders, and he was like, I'm always friends with skateboarders because they're like, there's something about it. Skateboarding is so hard. And when people keep with it, it's just like, it shows something about them that, like, you know, like that he admires. When you're able to like fight through all the pain and how hard it is, and keep doing it. That's someone that Steve-O likes to hang out with while you watch him butt chug beer. Lots of beers and whatever else, toy cars. So yeah, are you still, you're still hard at the skateboarding?
Yeah. And so, okay, honestly, the one of the reasons why I did it is because I wanted to tap into that tenacity, because I've never been a tenacious person. I've never been someone who stuck with something when it was, if I felt I wasn't good at it right out the gates, or like I had a knack for it.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel, I never felt like I had it. If I was, when I was a kid, there were a couple of years where I like loosely tried some things and I couldn't, if I couldn't do it right away, I was like, well, I guess I'm just bad at it. And then I of course learned later in life that it's like, no, like no one's good at it. Immediately, skateboarding is extremely hard. And you, this was one of the things that sets these people apart from it, is that you just dig your heels in and you just do it over and over and over. And really in any like aspect of my life, when it came to honing things, I would never really dug in. Even like when we were doing comedy and stuff like that, it was more whatever kind of came easy and natural and quick, which is fine in a sense, but it doesn't let you, it didn't let me develop past the point I wanted to develop, because I wasn't just really like digging my heels in and going for it. So skateboarding, on the one hand, I started doing it, this is 2 years ago now, because it's just always been a draw for me. And like, I'll get the buzz and I'll feel like, man, I wish I was doing that right now. Mm-hmm. But then the other reason why I did it is because I wanted to see if I could push past this thing that I just innately am not good at, or haven't done habitually, which is like digging my heels in. So this is me trying to tap into what you were saying, that like the part of you that's stubborn is like, I'm getting hurt a lot and this is really sucks. And then, you know, you get a trick and you do it 100 times and then it leaves. Then it's like, you can't do me anymore, even though you do it every session.
Yeah.
And it's maddening. It makes you go, like, I feel like I'm going crazy sometimes, but I'm trying to do it. This is a long way of saying I'm trying to tap into exactly what you just said. And I think that I am, because I've never stuck with something as I've never worked so hard at any one thing as I have at this, for sure.
Yeah. I like, doesn't it, getting into it like later into your 30s, isn't it like way harder than you remember it being when you were a kid? Because I went to a trampoline park like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and yeah, I used to be jumping on that thing like I was on crack cocaine back when I was a kid. Like, I was back flipping, front flipping on it for hours. We went to this trampoline park and it was like, you pay by the half hour. And I was like, half hour isn't enough. And as soon as I got there, I was like, I was trapped in hell.
5 minutes, yeah.
It was like that foam pit with the foam chunks in it. I fell in that, and I was like, you're going to have to get a crane to get me out of this.
You can't get out, yeah.
It's hell. It's like not fun to fall into either. It doesn't like feel good, or, you know, it's just like all of a sudden you're in like, well, this is kind of what quicksand's like, but it's like foam chunks and child piss.
Yeah, you know? I wouldn't go to a trampoline park now because I think it would mess up my spine.
Yeah,
that's just an age thing. Yeah. But skating now is like, it's not, I wouldn't say it was easier when I was a kid. Like, it feels the same in terms of the difficulty of learning things. But what's different is that I'm more trepidatious now.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was a kid, I was unbreakable, you know?
Right.
Even though you're always breakable, but now I'm a lot more cautious. So that is something to work against for sure.
Is that like, is that your main form of exercise, is the skateboarding? Yeah. Have you been, that's the main thing?
And then I do one day a week, I'll do legs to facilitate the skateboarding, because my knees couldn't take it without building up the muscles in them.
And do you go to like, is it like a free skate park, or do you have to like pay a membership or something?
Yeah, no, like really everything's been free. Even the indoor stuff for the most part's been free. But in the summer, we're all outside, and there's like 20 some parks around. And I just go from, I have my favorite spots, but I try to get to every park.
Oh, sick. Yeah, that's pretty fun. Yeah, I don't know if I could get back into skating. I feel like I've had too much back issue to want to take that chance. Maybe if I get one of those big dumb banana boards or something.
You know what I think you would really like, and because I've done this with a few people, is I had a spare board that I kept in my car, and I would bring along a friend who hadn't been for a long time, and I'd be like, let's just go push around, like no tricks, nothing. We're just going to go roll around.
Yeah.
And every person that I've done this has been like, this is the most amazing feeling, because it's nostalgic, A, but B, it's like this part of you. And I'm pretty sure it would be the same for you. You'll feel awkward getting on it at first, but it'll come back really fast, and it feels so good.
Well, goddamn, Adam, maybe I'll pull out the old Alien Workshop. Maybe, maybe I'll dust off the old trucks because they're all separate.
Did you tell me that your friends used to call you Alien Workshop when you were?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, because when I was in grade 8, I shaved my head, because the year before that, in grade 7, I was getting mistaken for a lady, which was happening too much because I had long hair and undercut. And so I was like, I gotta man up, and I like shaved my head. But because my eyes are a bit slanted, and I kind of have a small mouth,
mouth?
I think like it can be a little pursed. Could be a little pursed as a child. Never thought like if my eyes are slanted and like I'm maybe frowning a little bit with a shaved head, I guess I look like a bit of an alien.
Like a drawing of an alien.
A drawing of an alien, yeah.
Yeah. The truth is out there, aliens that you see on poster.
The truth is out there. Health news.
That was the segment.
Adam, this is my, this is the part where we get serious. I always post the link to articles and stuff when I'm talking about health news. We're going to go through them real quick because, you know, I don't want to keep you from your bike ride. This tornado might be coming your way. I don't know if it's going west or if it's going east. Usually always goes east. But so the first thing that I want to talk about was this energy drinks, okay? Have you heard of Prime Energy? Mm-mm. Okay, so I don't know what your experience was like when you were a kid, but people are worried about kids drinking energy drinks because of the amount of caffeine and stuff. And I remember being a kid and I was looking for that caffeine buzz. I remember there was something called Jolt Cola.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it tasted horrible.
For some reason.
Tasted like shit. But yeah, like, why do kids need to be more jacked up than they already are? I wish that they could, like, just get a little fast forward in time to what it's going to feel like to be like in their mid 30s and what energy feels like at that age, where, you know, just being a kid is good enough. You don't need more caffeine at that age. I think you've got enough. But there's this Prime Energy drink. Now, I don't know if you know about the Jake Paul, the Logan Paul. These guys are like influencers on YouTube and stuff. Like Logan Paul, I guess, was a YouTube guy and he got really big. And then his brother is like boxing everyone that's like retired. Like he'll box like UFC fighters, Jake Paul.
Oh, only if they're retired.
Yeah. Yeah. Like or if they're UFC fighters and they don't like they're not specifically trained in just boxing. So it's like giving him a little bit of an upper hand, I guess. But yeah, like he fought Floyd Mayweather, who's like in his 40s. Oh, yeah. And it's like, this is like pay-per-view shit. Like it's like a huge thing where there's like lots of money, but like everyone's pissed because, you know, he's not a real boxer. He's not fighting like guys his age and stuff, but it's like this weird thing right now. So his brother is a part of this Prime Energy thing and it's being banned in Canada because of the amount of caffeine that is in the cans per serving. And here's just a couple of things. Like there's 200 milligrams of caffeine in a Prime Energy serving, a 355 milliliter can. Red Bull's got 80 milligrams per 250. Monster Energy Drinks got 160 milligrams. Full Fat Coke, which is what we call Coca-Cola Original around here, 32 milligrams. Not as much as you would think. Not as much as you would think, but there's a lot of sugar though too, right? Brewed Coffee, 135 milligrams. Now that's probably why you don't drink coffee anymore.
Yeah. You
know, you're getting that buzz because that seems like quite a lot for 35 milligrams of caffeine. I don't feel that. I don't feel that, man. I mean,
you don't get a buzz if you...
No, I don't get a buzz from coffee, really. Maybe I get a slight one. Like, I feel like I need it. I feel like a bit headachy if I don't get it, which I guess is true addiction, but no. Because obviously caffeine is not a part of your life anymore. You stop drinking coffee. Like, do you really try to avoid caffeine?
No, like, so in the mornings, because I always like to have a cup of coffee in the morning, just as a ritual, I like having that warm. I love the taste of coffee, and I like that ritual.
Right.
So I always have decaf in the morning. I just use a decaf that I like. And then I will have a coffee if I feel like I need a boost. So if I'm often, I'll have a coffee before I go skating, not every time, but I don't know, maybe once a week or something.
Yeah.
I'll have a coffee before I go skating to help with my energy. Cause sometimes I'm really dragging on my feet.
But is that decaf?
No, I'll have like a regular.
Oh, coffee. You'll have a regular. Okay.
Or even like before this, the reason why I don't have them in the morning is because if I'm just sitting on my couch, just trying to relax and start the day, that's when I feel the buzz. But if I'm out somewhere doing something, I don't notice it when I get extra buzzy. I might notice it, but it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah, if I'm sitting there and I have a coffee,
yeah,
it's really uncomfortable. It makes me feel anxious. It makes me feel buzzy, jittery, kind of shaky.
Okay. So as long as you're on the go and you got something that you got to do, then you're okay. But if you're not going to have a coffee and read a book.
No.
You're gonna be doing that.
Or to start the day, unless I'm like going out or I really need a fix.
Like, you're not going to pull out a sewing machine and put together a jacket and with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know,
real disaster.
Yeah. Like, what if you're putting new hardwood in your home? Would you be able to do that with a coffee?
If I was putting in new hardwood and I needed to, first of all, I wouldn't know how to do that. So I'm sure it would be worse with coffee. Steady hands. My hands are already shaky.
It'd be a mess. It'd be a mess for sure. It would be warped. It'd be like, they definitely, you know, there's professionals that do that job. You don't want to just slap down some hardwood at them. I'm shocked that you even asked. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, like, I don't know. I've always been afraid of caffeine, like with like mixing it with booze and stuff, like
you were the one who warned me eons ago about the Jager bomb.
That's right.
Think of you with Jager bombs.
I gave you the story of the girl who had four on the dance floor and died.
That's right.
Yeah.
Was that true?
I mean, who knows? Yeah. I think it was true. I'm pretty sure it was true. I'd like to say it's true. But there have been people that have been taken to the emergency room and stuff because of like the mix of it. It's just like, you know, it's a depressant. You're mixing with a stimulant. Anytime you do that kind of a thing, it's going to be a bit of a mess. So I've always stayed away from that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like Jager bombs and stuff. I've had them before, but let's say I've probably had less than 10 in my life. And you know, like, I do love a Ryan Dye, but as we've seen with this article, there's only about 30 milligrams of caffeine. And that might be less with a Diet Coke. I'm not sure, because I have full fat Cokes. I don't have the, you know, I don't drink things that have aspartame. Like 40, 45, you know, I have a little bit of aspartame. I'm okay with that. Yeah. Even though, like, we've talked on the last episode about how it's now been labeled a carcinogen and whatnot. Mm. But like, any drink that has like 45 grams of sugar, I can't drink anymore. Like, you know, I drink, I don't even drink Gatorade and stuff like that. I drink like BioSteel instead. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just these little changes you got to make, you know. Sometimes you got to change the bearings on your wheels. Is that a metaphor you'd understand?
Yeah, or like clean them with some isopropyl alcohol. Actually, don't use isopropyl. Skaters, if any skaters listen, use rubbing alcohol.
Oh, is that how you give them a clean? Get the grease. You got to re-grease them, though. Do you grease them?
I don't grease them because, I mean, you can, but it's a way to attract a lot of extra gunk real quick, because it'll stick to the
oil. That's true. Yeah, that's the problem with grease. It does attract a lot of dirt and grime.
But if you clean them regularly, like, you just put them in a little bit of rubbing alcohol and like swirl it around in a jar or something. That's all I do. And then, they'll eventually start to break down and you get, well, whatever, you don't skate, you don't care.
All right. You know what? Fucking stop talking about, I said the metaphor. You don't fucking go off on a TED talk.
Sorry. I caught myself.
Look, the last thing I want to talk about in the health news here, Adam, is since the last time, so let's say 2013, when we first recorded one of these episodes, you were a meat eating machine. You know, I've once seen you eat a 12 egg like breakfast burrito. I think I've seen you eat 12 eggs before.
It's because I took Morgan's as well. I took our friend's.
You ate yours, which was at least four eggs. And then you had Morgan's. And so, it's like you've had like 8 to 12 eggs in a sitting before. not exactly meat, but you used to have a really healthy appetite where you could eat a ton, which was pretty amazing, to be honest.
It's still like that.
It's still like that, but it's just like now more vegetarian stuff. Well, I mean, like you're probably eating lots of vegetables and stuff.
Yep. I still eat a lot. I actually find that I probably need to eat more than I already do, just because the cardio from skating, which I won't TED talk, is like, it's huge. I think it's just, I need a lot more than I probably am eating now.
Right. Well, there was a study that came out in Oxford University that said eating less meat is like taking 8 million cars off the road as far as greenhouse gases and whatnot. And so this study is one of the first to pinpoint the differences between a high and a low meat diet to see what the greenhouse gas emissions would be. And really, it's like, if you're in a high meat diet, if you're that Texan down there, you're eating that meat lots of times a day. There needs to be an area of like 16.78 square meters. Meters? No, miles. Sorry, 16.78 square miles of room is needed to provide that much meat for that kind of diet.
For like a person's lifespan, or?
No, I think that's a day. That's a day.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
By that, I mean square meters, square meters.
Oh, okay. I mean,
does that make more sense?
Yeah, it's a lot less.
Yeah, because vegan, it says 4.37.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Makes sense. It's a lot less. Now, I myself don't like to eat red meat too much. Like, I had a steak the other night, first steak probably in months. You know, but like, I think it's great to adopt what you have with me, where it's like, try to have as little as possible when you're in your own control. And then like, if someone's offering it to you, then of course, don't waste the food. But are you ever worried that you're going to get sick? Is there anything in you? Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of vegans in my life. And if there's a hint of dairy or something in the food, they're apparently going to shit their pants for the rest of time. So how do you feel about that? Like, do you ever get worried when you're like over at a friend's house and like they've got some chicken or something?
So when I came back to Winnipeg, I did like maybe 9 months or maybe a year of being like strictly vegetarian, not eating any meat at all. And I remember at the end of that, I went to Alabama for my brother's wedding, cause his wife is from there. And when we were down there, like they don't know what no meat is. Like everything, I couldn't order a salad without meat.
Oh, yeah.
It was like really tough. I did it, but I ate like crap when I was there. So at that point, because I was like, had been doing it for a while, I started to wonder if meat would negatively impact me because I'd cut it out altogether. And that was really just anecdotally, I'd heard a bunch of people saying things like, if you're off meat for a long time, you can react really negatively to it. Mm-hmm. But my assumption is, and I'm sure it's different from body to body, but my assumption is that it probably has to be quite a length of time for you to have an adverse reaction to it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, I'm not sure what the stats on that actually are, but for me, no, it never. I wonder sometimes if it affects my body differently because it's not accustomed to having it day to day, but not in any like problematic way.
Do you ever think about if you came across a genie's lamp and he asked you, what are one of your wishes? And you say, can I see like every chicken I've ever eaten in a room? And like, you know, back with all their feathers and whatnot and their beaks.
That's something I think about a lot. I wonder.
Oh,
about
do you?
If I come across a genie's lamp and I can, I have one wish.
One wish.
It's that I want to see all the chickens I've devoured. But I want to see them when they were doing well before I came along.
Yeah. So I don't want to see
I think about it. Really glad you asked.
I just want to see, like, would it take up a football field? You know, like, I want to see how bad it is, you know?
Yeah, like, anytime I hear stats of things over years, really anytime I hear stats at all over any periods of time, I'm astonished. So I can't even imagine what that football field would look like and how many creatures.
I had wings a couple of weeks ago. And after I was done, I was looking at the bowl and I was like, how many chickens did I just eat?
Yeah. I know, it's crazy.
It just was so mental. Yeah, for like sure. Obviously, yeah, and it does make sense that that would be square miles because if it or square meters because if it was per day, 16 square miles is needed.
Yeah.
That's insane because so many people are high meat eaters. But yeah, if so you're a vegetarian, so it's 6 square meters a day is needed to support your type of diet.
Right.
And you know, we'll bump it up a little bit for the times that you do eat meat. To like, sure. You know, it may be a 7 square meter or something, but you can, I think this is just one of the ways that we can do a little thing to help with the climate issues that we are having. Correct?
Yeah, like moderation. That's the way that how I try to look at it. I used to always be, as you probably remember, I was always an all or nothing person.
Yeah.
And that was something as well, kind of in line with the skateboarding thinking was I was like, okay, is that something that I can try to do less of? Because I don't think it's been healthy for me to be all or nothing. I don't think that's generally a healthy way to go about everything.
Yeah.
Because I do think everything in moderation, and I can understand people like completely shutting things out, whether it's ethically or whatever, that's totally fine. But for me, it's, everything is kind of more like you're never going to get to the point where everything is in perfect balance and harmony. Mm-hmm. It's impossible, obviously. So I think it's like you just do your best. And for me, doing my best in some ways is just trying to do each thing better. So right. If eating less meat is helpful for a number of different reasons, whether it's, you know, your body or ethically or, environmentally, those were all things that kind of went into my thinking for it is like, okay, let's take some chunks out of this to try to do better, to try to do what I would think would be better for me.
I think that rings true for me as well. I think, and I've said it many times on this podcast, moderation, everything that you're struggling with, whether it's, you know, as I've said before, this is a pro fast food fitness podcast, one of the only ones in the world. And if you want to have fast food, you just got to have it in moderation. You got to have little bits of it. And unless you are doing the Mick diet, which is just have it every day, the only thing you eat, and just eat half of everything and you'll lose weight and feel good.
Yeah. You know what? Like, I think the thing that people feel is they feel discouraged when they eat the thing they feel they're not supposed to eat. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's way too hard to do it like that. Like I do think that you should treat yourself. I remember, so like I went back and was listening to your podcast, like from the start again.
Oh my God.
And Adam Colley was like talking about how he'd have his cheat day, right?
Yeah.
His like one day where he'd just eat nothing, you know, anything he wants to do. And to me, I just really think if there's things that you enjoy, it doesn't mean that you can't still enjoy them. It's just like, if you're someone who, if you have it once, you know, you take that shot of heroin and then you need it after that or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, know yourself and do what you have to do to avoid getting into a bad place. But if you're someone who can enjoy having something one day, but not do it every day and not feel like you're going crazy and because you're having withdrawal symptoms, then it's like, do it too. Like, have the things you enjoy also, just moderate.
Honestly, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Chuck, this is the most serious conversation you and I have ever had.
I know, but this is the other shit part of the segment of the show. This is kind of like where I've come up with some things that are just kind of random, not really health related, can be loosely tied to health, but some are just, things that have been on my mind and I need to get your opinion on, for goodness sake. So the first thing that I want to talk about is like, I spend a little bit of time on Instagram, and when you're on Instagram, I'm watching these reels and I don't know if you've got stuck in a reel loop, but it's like, you can just keep watching these random videos and they're mental. They're just like, it's like if you spend too long on one type of video, it's going to show you more videos like that. And some stuff is very funny. Most of it's really dumb and stupid. But you get a lot of ads, right? Like you'll get an ad every once in a while. And I keep seeing this ad. I'm going to play this ad for you. and we're going to talk a little bit about it. And it's a teeth whitening ad. I keep getting this goddamn teeth whitening ad. It's called Hi Smile, and everything about this ad just, I don't trust it. Okay. You ready for this?
Smile?
Hi Smile. Okay. Just from everything from this guy that's doing the tutorial, where he's doing the tutorial, how this stuff, what it's actually, it's like changing his, the whole company is about using some type of color dynamics to turn yellow to white by using purple. Okay. That's the whole thing. Oh, but it seems like they're using examples of just about anything can turn from yellow to white. So check them out.
This balloon is a yellow stain. If I use the color purple, which is opposite to yellow, I can cancel out any yellow stains. Did you know that this turns your teeth from this to this?
Oh, they look white. Let's go.
The deep violet tones use color theory to neutralize the yellow hues in your teeth. Come closer for a second. Take a look at the immediate results. Now let me show you how this works on teeth.
Oh yeah, wow.
And in 30 seconds, you'll have instantly brighter teeth.
Okay, so everything about that ad, he seems to be at like a photo counter in a grocery store or something. Like, what's happening there? There's like, you can hear the registers in the background beeping.
Yeah.
Okay. This man looks like he himself has a set of pirate teeth that he's not showing us.
Yeah.
Why is he not showing his own teeth that are using this thing? Why does this chemical take a yellow balloon and make it white? That terrifies me. Yeah. That they're using like anything that's yellow will go white.
Yeah.
With
the guy whose mouth was being held open, it was like the Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
He
had a very tiny zit on his lip too. I was like, what the?
I didn't notice that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That guy that had his mouth wrenched open. And so it just like, all it makes me think of is the Radium Girls. Like, have you ever heard the story of the Radium Girls?
No.
So back in like after World War I, early 1920s, they, you know, this is about 20 years after radium was discovered by Marie Curie, and it's highly, radium is highly radioactive. Like, it's one of the most radioactive elements on Earth. Mm-hmm. And they said that in small quantities, if you put it in toothpaste, in your milk, in facial products and stuff, it was supposed to be like this health elixir. It was like good for you, they thought. And these the radium girls were actually these women who worked in a factory, and they would use the radium that's been put into paint to like paint the dials and stuff on watches. And the reason they were painting the dials is because radium glows. That was like the crazy thing about radium is that it glows bright green. Hmm. And they would come out of the factories and they would be glowing green, and like there used to be different, like when they were promoting radium for toothpaste and stuff like that, women would be like dancing in shows in the dark with radium paint all over them, and they'd be glowing in the dark. And then so these women in the factory though that were doing the dials, they started to get really sick. They started to get like bad toothaches. They go to the dentist and like the doctor would like pull a tooth, and then it would get really fucked up. And then by the end of the experience, their jaw is just being pulled out of their mouth, and like major gross cancerous tumors from it because it's radioactive.
Right.
So this is all I think about when I see this fucking like what, I don't understand the science of it, but he's like blasting the shit all over the guy's teeth. It's all over his gums, but those are red, so they don't get affected by whatever this miracle thing is. It's just mental. And like, people are going to buy this. You know what the worst thing is too? Most of the flavors of these toothpaste that they're offering, they're all like sweet, like mango-y type shit. I need a mint. I don't know about you, but I need like a fucking mint. Type of, I need a fresh. I don't need like something that tastes like a pina colada when I'm brushing my teeth. Yeah. You know, I fucking had a hard night. I'm hungover. I can't brush my teeth with blueberries.
Like, no.
Sweet
and juicy. Yeah, definitely not. I don't know. Like, I mean, I would want to know how that thing works.
Right.
I mean,
Would you just buy that and try it? Would you just try it? If I sent that to you in the mail, hey, there's this great new toothpaste. You know that purple shirt that I have? I guess that yellow shirt. That yellow shirt they have, not the purple shirt. I got this yellow shirt. It turned it fucking white.
with some purple stuff.
Yeah, I smeared purple all over it, and it's like this toothpaste is fantastic. My gums are gray now. It's weird, but my teeth are white.
I was not drawn to it. I would research it maybe. Like yeah. I'd look into it. I wouldn't write it off just for the sake of writing it off, but I'm not drawn to it. It didn't seem appealing.
Yeah. Nothing about that. If I feel like he ran in with a friend in a cell phone to a grocery store and like jumped behind a counter and like was quickly doing that before the management of the store came to kick them out. It just felt so weird. And people were going to see that and be like, oh yeah, I got to try it, man. That like Australian going to tend his freaking teeth white. Now, another thing that I don't believe is real are imaginary friends. And there's this movie called Imaginary Friends Aren't Real, Adam. Okay. And that's what this movie Drop Dead Fred's about. I cannot for the life of me remember this movie. I think I saw it when I was a kid. It's fucking... I feel like we need to watch it. I feel like you need to...
I was just going to say, should we
I feel like we should watch it. Okay. We should stream it together at a future episode. We'll get you back on and we'll talk about it in a brief little Drop Dead. Let's just take a little piece of a look at this pixelated trailer for Drop Dead Fred. Folks at home, close your eyes and enjoy.
Honey, why'd you call him Drop Dead Fred?
Because that's his name, Daddy.
Like many small children, Lizzie had an imaginary playmate.
Drop Dead Fred is going to teach me how to cook today.
Someone she could talk to.
Sugar?
Yeah.
Someone she could share with.
Oh, Grandma Bun!
Someone who would never let her down.
No more Drop Dead Fred! Period!
Now Lizzie is all grown up.
To us.
And when her perfect life fell apart.
Charles, I lost my money, my car, my husband.
She didn't get mad. She got Fred.
Where's the face?
What, who dropped dead? Drop Dead Fred is this imaginary friend that I had as a child, and he's back.
Everybody has strange friends, even you must.
But all mine are alive.
Well, that's not saying much.
This must sound insane.
Haven't got a husband, got a stupid haircut.
You see, you just don't know how to make a marriage work.
Well, let's get Charles back then. I'll help you.
Let's just behave ourselves. Get up.
No, bandit.
That is incredible.
I don't know if people could hear that last part, but he slid underneath a woman's dress and had like cartoon eyes looking up her dress.
Like the googly shot. Yeah, googly the mask.
Steam came out of his ears and he said, no panties. Oh my God, that movie's insane.
That's a trip. I really want to watch that. I remember seeing the case in movie stores. I never watched it, but I remember that guy's face and I'd forgotten that it was Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, Phoebe Cates. I feel like if they were to reboot that movie, which I'm surprised they haven't, but I feel like Simon Pegg could be a great Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, he would.
And his name is Drop Dead Fred. Everyone refers to him. Gotta rewatch it. I'm so excited. That's something for the future. Last couple of things I want to talk about before we wrap this thing up. Just real briefly, because we talk a lot about sports and stuff on this pod too. This is a health fitness podcast. You know, I talk about hockey sometimes. Just want to quickly go over the state of your team, the Winnipeg Jets. How are you feeling about the Jets? They got some guys in. They just signed that Vilardi guy to a 2-year deal, bridge contract. So that's good. Very affordable deal for them. And, you know, you bought out Wheeler. Wheeler's out of there. And you've got your goalie up in the air and you got Scheifele up in the air. Like, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So, man, like my hockey knowledge isn't great in terms of the politics of it or the business of it, let's say, but, I'll always love the Jets, like regardless of how they're doing, I'm not going to be fair weather, but it does change the way you feel. Like, you do feel some years a little bit more like, oh, this is going to be one of those years.
And, yeah. I mean, you guys like, have been contenders too. You guys have great teams that like
for sure
very easily could have got to the fight.
And you know, like maybe this is cause I haven't been, I got into hockey in I think 2011 when they came back, it was like the impetus for me. And then you had started getting me into it. I remember we'd watch like Leafs games when I was in Toronto, and that was fun. I think I was pretty hooked for a while in terms of I'd like watch every game, especially when we really were rolling. And now it's like I'm a watch it a little bit less insanely, and I'm still into it. I just want to see them do well. I want to see them play well and hard. If they're like playing, you know, if they're playing really hard and they're losing, like that's fine. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know what to think about this new phase just because so much is changing. Yeah. And I know this is how it goes with teams. I maybe just haven't seen it as intimately as I have now where, you know, your Blake Wheeler, who's been with you from the very start and is like the heart and soul of the team, is like gone now.
Yeah.
And this is what the last few years have been like is if you stepped in the last couple of years and hadn't been watching, you wouldn't know like anyone, hardly anyone. Yeah. So it's weird in that sense, but you've been through this, you know what this
is. Oh God. About. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't say you guys are on like a full rebuild or anything yet. I think there's going to be some big moves for your team still. It sounds like your goalie has said that he does not want to re-sign there, so they have to make a decision with him. And it's always
did he say that?
Because
last I had heard was that he just wanted to be on a Stanley Cup winning team, which fair enough.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds so, but you, it sounds you know like from what I've read, it sounds like he's requested that, like, okay. I don't know if he's requested a trade. He's just told them kind of like Dubois, like, I'm not re-signing here. Okay. And like he's American, so there's some talk that he wants to go to an American team like New Jersey or something like that.
Right.
And then Scheifele as well. It sounds like he might not want to stay. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a tough situation because it's like, do you have the pieces to run a team back to the playoffs and maybe get to that goal, or is it just a waste? And goalies are so hard to come by. You know, like our goalie's going to arbitration tomorrow, so. It's like, it's tough to get us. He's such a solid workhorse of a goalie too. He got nominated for Vezina again, won it before. Like he's so good. So it really sucks. Cause I just felt like he might've been a player that would have stayed like his whole career with Winnipeg. I thought he was kind of that guy. And I feel like this is a disease that's happening in the NBA as well, where like, there's less loyalty now in sports. It's all about like, no, I'm not going to do this. I want to go. There's very few of those guys left. There's no Sidney Crosbys and Ovechkins in this newer generation, like Dubois. Right. And, you know, like it's just the way it is, unfortunately. And even though they're on a contract, if they don't want to be there, they're going to tell them. And then like nobody wants an unhappy player.
Yeah. No. And you don't want the player playing for you if they don't want to be there. Like,
no,
then who cares? I mean,
it's just like you need to get something good back. You know, it can't be like you trade Hellebuck for picks and stuff. Like, I feel like there's a trade to be made for like a solid goalie or something. But yeah, anyway, I hope the Jets do well. I miss watching them. I don't get to see them too much because of, you know, the fucking blackouts and shit. But, you know, we'll see. The Leafs and the Jets, they're a little snarky. They got a little bit of snark in those games now. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, they do.
They got pretty nasty last year.
Yeah.
Two questions left. One, you're a scuba diver. Thoughts on all these orcas attacking humans? Are you a little bit worried about that? Are you worried about taking the plunge down there, looking at coral and whatnot, and friggin' Free Willy with the limp fucking fin comes over and he tries to bite your freaking head off? What's going on with these orcas? Did they find out about the fucking like marine lands and shit? They know, like word spread in the ocean. They're what? They're keeping us in tanks and feeding us fish in front of crowds. Like, I think word's gotten out.
I don't think I was ever too worried. I mean, I think about, like, I remember seeing this video once where I used to scuba, and I haven't done a lot of scuba. I'd like to do a lot more, but I've done a few sessions, and I got, you know, my certifications and all that.
Yeah.
But I remember the place that I would scuba at in Vancouver, off of West Vancouver, there was like a video we saw online in the around the time I was doing it where these guys were in the water and an orca showed up right by them.
God.
Like to shore. Oh. And I'm sure he was just curious, but you don't know if he's gonna like
if it's a pod of those things, you do not want to get near them, right? Like I've swam with whales before, but they were pilot whales. But that was fucked up too.
Yeah, so. I don't know what to think with orcas. Like they've They're attacking
boats.
They're
attacking boats and shit. They're like, it's like, it's like their own Jaws right now. Like they're,
yeah,
they're pissed. I just think it's like, I think they're all talking in that fucking ocean and they're like, these assholes. Yeah. Like we're all shit in plastic now because of these dickheads. Yeah. Like, what do we do? Why don't, like, you're the big ones with the teeth. Why don't you fucking do something? I'm just a fucking jellyfish. They got to step on me. They got to step on my fucking head for me to do anything. Some idiot picks. I hate seeing videos of people that like pick up shit they don't know about. They're like, look how cool this is. And then someone responds and is like, that's the most poisonous thing in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It must be crazy to be down there scuba diving. Like I think I'd be more terrified of scuba diving than like going to space. I feel
really,
I know that's insane to say, but like there's an emptiness of space, but down there there's like shit they still haven't discovered. There's crazy creatures, and you must have seen a few things that have gone by your head and you've been like, oh, that's a like a fucking four-legged eel.
Yeah, there was, I didn't see any four-legged eels, but I was swimming with my friends in we were off the coast of Vancouver Island. And we were snorkeling and doing a little free diving, and there were a ton of male sea lions around us.
Oh, they can be aggressive, right?
Right. And I didn't know this because I've seen these videos. I have a friend who went and was scubaing with, you know, the ones that are like dogs.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they're the females. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they were like really friendly, like, you know, the dogs of the sea or whatever. And they were, it was no issue at all. They were swimming right up to them. They were patting them. It was crazy. So I had this in my mind with sea lions, but apparently, I don't know if this is all the males, like the bulls, but there were these giant bulls that were swimming when we were swimming there. And my friend got out of the water first. And when I was coming up, he's like, I didn't say anything while you were in the water, but there was like a big one that came up right behind you and was checking you out.
Oh, fuck.
And it was like mating season or whatever. So the worst is like going through my head. So I didn't get raped. I was okay.
Yeah, I was worried. I was going to say like, yeah. Did it whisper near you? You have two choices. I either eat you or I rape you.
Neither of them are good. Take your pick.
God.
Yeah, it's a terrible genie.
Adam, you got to get going. I got one last question for you. This is a bit of a heavy one, but if you could answer it truthfully, that'd be great. Did you kill Barry and Honey Sherman?
Barry and Honey Sherman. I feel like this is something I should know. Is this a thing in the news recently?
Something that's happened a few years back now. Yeah, billionaires they're a billionaire couple in Toronto that were murdered. And they were found next to their indoor pool, and floating in the pool was a Coheed and Cambria CD. So I figured it might be you. Oh. That's the pod.
Soundtrack to murder.
Cross his name out. Adam didn't do it, even though there's that Coheed and Cambria CD. It wasn't there. It really wasn't there. It's still tucked away in your CD jacket, I'm sure. Adam, thank you so much for being on the podcast, ringing in episode 100 with me. It's been a pleasure, and we will watch Drop Dead Fred, and we will do this recap once again.
Congratulations on 100.
Wow, thank you, sir. God bless.